Back to this afternoon. Now we continue our political drama set at the heart of government. Number 10.
Simon Leighty, Prime Minister.
You smile, you wave, you get in the door. Ever seen me on the telly doing it rather well?
Sir Hugo Bathgate, Deputy Prime Minister.
For God's sake, Simon, we've worked so hard to get you into this building, get you this job.
Nathan Toltz, Chief of Staff.
Warn me next time. If there's a loop, I'm in it, OK?
Amjad Hamati, Strategist.
Generally, if you tell people what to put in their mouths, you get some pretty nasty stuff back out of them.
Georgie Cullinan, Director of Communications.
Can somebody tell me what I'm supposed to say to those alleged human beings whom I crazily allow to attend my press briefing?
Dining Street, Communications Unit, 12 noon.
And now we come to the culmination of 2 years of negotiations. Negotiations which have brought about the biggest single arms supply contract between the UK and another country.
Eat that! A today's billion on JP-233 runway denial munitions, another billion on Sea Eagle anti-ship missiles, half a billion's worth of alarm anti-radar missiles. How many jobs does that secure? How many?
In how many marginal constituencies?
And did I mention the 78 Typhoon fighters, now rechristened the Typhoon al-Salam?
You did, many times.
I'm not sure we should say rechristened.
Total value, 6.8 billion.
Did you hear that, Simon? Rename, please.
Oh, and there I go again. I forgot to mention the weapons system, coming in at bugger all change from 12 billion.
Quiet, he's about to sign.
So the Secretary of Defence steps forward to present this historic contract with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. We spoke to him earlier about the jobs this would bring to the UK, securing major munitions factories all over the country.
But especially in marginals. Did I mention that?
I did.
As well as securing vital oil supplies
for
the next 2 decades.
Shh!
His Majesty comes forward now.
Yes.
He will sit at the ceremonial table to sign the contract.
Yes, he signs his card.
Congratulations,
well
Simon.
Well done, Prime Minister.
We may have sweated blood to talk them into that, but it was worth every drop.
Mostly my blood. I'm the one who went out there to hammer it out.
I want to thank you, Hugo. You achieved something here.
You did it.
Oh, you taught me how to do it.
And finally, back to Colchester. Or should that be back to the 15th century? There, the Sheriff of Essex is facing a by-election and has grabbed attention with a new penal policy. These convicted shoplifters were sentenced to stand outside the Arndale shopping centre with placards around their necks reading, as you see, shoplifter, vandal, and thief.
Stunt.
That's right. These people, they're a blight on society, and we're not going to let them hide their faces anymore. They need to stand here, tell the world they're thieves and muggers. A bit more shame. That's what we need. A bit more fear. Thank you, Sharon.
We've got a problem.
She's one of ours.
Come on, it's a tiny Essex thing.
It was on the midday news. National, not today in Colchester.
It was the and finally.
Yeah, a bit of fun.
She's going for the core vote and it's going to be nasty.
It's the big contract signing today. Jobs, money, oil, fighter plane, security. No one's going to care about... Okay. Georgie, you handle it.
Number 10 by Jonathan Myerson. Episode 2, But I Did Not Shoot the Deputy. Policy Unit, 12:15 p.m.
We're in a whole new arms race here, Amjad. Our enemy is obesity, and he's clever. He's flexible, and he's hugely resourced.
You can be quite Schwarzenegger for a Lib Dem.
We pay for posters telling people to cut fat intakes, or Ronald McDonald brings out a salad with more saturates than a quarter pounder. So, we pay for another round of posters to point that out. Ronnie invents croutons with more salt than Lot's wife. At the moment, the average man in Kensington lives over 10 years longer than a man in Blackpool.
A blissful escape, some would say.
It's smoking, it's drinking, it's fatty food.
Well, generally, if you tell people what to put in their mouths, you get some pretty nasty stuff back out of them.
Do you want to get this vote through the House or not?
The Prime Minister has specifically tasked me to ensure this...
You're 28 votes short of a governing majority, Amjad.
Well, life as a minority government is rarely dull.
You need us. You need my Lib Dem votes.
Look, we're doubling the funding to quit smoking incentive schemes. People can earn serious money for quitting the fags, losing weight.
Except the 12-month study showed that only 5% kept any of the weight off. Every time we step forward with a scheme, the food producers take another step forward. It's a cellulite race. Look at Cocoa Pops. 35 grams of sugar per 100 grams. That's 35% sugar. You can't advertise it on TV, so what do Kellogg's do? They do billboards at bus stops. Ever thought of Cocoa Pops after school? Clearly targeting kids.
And we talked to them. They took the ad down voluntarily.
Meanwhile, 92% of British kids eat higher than the recommended intake of saturated fats, 86% too much sugar, and 72% too much salt.
What's too much?
Sorry. And 96% don't eat 5-a-day fruit and vegetables. That's 4 in 100% who get the right amount.
What do you want?
Laws. Regulation, traffic light labelling...
Not a hope. My backbenchers are trying to tear up legislation, not pass more.
You're right. I understand.
Thank you.
We'll settle for a complete ban on any product with over 15% sugar or 1% fat being allowed to sponsor any sports event.
What?
We're supposed to have a legacy of sportiness out of the Olympics, right?
Crucial part of the bid.
How are we going to do that? Well, Coke, Cadbury, Kraft, Mars, KFC have their sticky glutinous hands all over it. For every 10 who do exercise, 1,000 will have crammed every available pore with super fried super shakes.
That's commercial enterprise. We have no right to interfere with marketing and...
I understand. It's difficult for you. And it's impossible for my party to vote with you on the health reform bill.
Well, don't go.
I have a lunchtime with my party leader.
Let me arrange a car for you and we can go on with this.
I walk. For obvious reasons.
Prime Minister's Den, 12:20 p.m.
This is our flagship legislation, Nate. What the hell is going on?
The elected sheriff died, you remember?
Stephen Stanley Cedric Grover, right? Car smash or something.
Probably some alcohol involved, but we managed to stomp
that. I don't want to know.
Right, so nobody expected his deputy to be suddenly running the place. Former academic. Never meant for shelf display.
So why is he pulling a stunt like this?
She.
Okay, that's counterintuitive.
Moira Krasinski. Second generation Polish. Big fan of yours.
With fans like that.
She's fighting a campaign, Si. Labour said she didn't have a mandate, and she, good on her, called a snap election.
And she wants to show the people of Essex that she can be as strong as the next man?
We gave the sheriffs control of local sentencing budgets. She pays for the places in prison so she can lock them up, or she can invite them to sweep the motorway fast lane instead, or...
She can put them in the stocks.
They're standing up, Simon. They're not clamped. Right outside World of Leather. And they've got little bits of cardboard round their necks.
We're going to get roasted under human rights.
She had to cut her prison spending, and this is imaginative.
Sure.
BBC, Sky News, Channel 4 News, CNN, Al Jazeera, and Russia Today. That's just TV. Let's not get into print or radio.
We've got to isolate her.
She is running a local by-election campaign. She's about to go total national, probably international news.
Get her here.
What? Hold your horses. That makes the story bigger.
I want her standing on that rug in an hour.
Through the back door, right, Georgie?
And somebody make her a placard. Political twerp. I embarrass prime ministers.
Prime Minister's flat, 12:25 p.m.
You know I never wanted to live here.
You know I supported you in that.
Only because we embarrassed the Blue Rinses.
They love you, actually. I mean, Simon is all theirs.
Even once we do that civil partnership thing.
It'll be their royal wedding.
Simon told me we'd be in a number 11 flat.
You know the Chancellor.
Now who's embarrassed? The Prime Minister can't demand the best accommodation.
His children is a much bigger flat.
And much nicer.
True.
So if we're staying here, we have every right to redecorate.
Of course you do.
Now, obviously, I hope we live here forever, but we both know that all political careers end in failure, so why should we spend our own money?
The accommodation office is quite willing to pay for reasonable upgrades to any existing public.
They reckon the bathroom met existing standards.
I didn't see...
Avocado with black crackwork and a highlighting of blue. That was the mould.
Bit of a scrub, come up shiny.
And when you think of whose DNA is in the mould...
The great political figures in the history of this country.
Or would you want to share a bath with any of them?
The thing is, Alan, this specification for the new bathroom, the stuff you've ordered...
Basic.
Travertine marble, polychromic showerhead, high-pressure...
What we had at home. Not as good, in fact.
It's just not usual, not in civil service.
Why has he sent you?
I offered.
Uncle Hugo's come to sort out the naughty children.
He asked me to explain. We all go through this.
I have a right
to... If the opposition get hold of this, if anyone gets hold of this...
The US president has a staff of 60. Cooks, waiters, butlers...
The president occupies a quasi-monarchical...
We want a takeaway. We have to pay for a taxi to bring it round.
The British tradition is more Spartan.
Yeah, the public school tradition. Cold showers, scrum down for frigid porridge...
Not necessarily.
Well, I went to a comprehensive... And I'm having my marble and my polychromic showerhead.
I see.
And so will every future PM.
You won't reconsider?
It's my legacy. A decent shower for every national leader. It's more than many can say.
Downing Street Garden, 12:45 PM.
He's got a serious point.
I'm trying to eat my lunch here.
The richest people live 10 years longer than the poorest.
Now you want to punish people for living better?
That means that the richest in our society get 114 a week times 52 times 10.7 years, a €63,920.54 more in their lifetime.
They also vote for us during those halcyon years, Armja.
£63,000 more in basic state pension to the richest people.
Or maybe the good citizens of Blackpool choose to save us £63,000 to spend on their healthcare.
I know I'm new to this, and you didn't really want me to...
The boss wants you, my little vindaloo, but that's the easy bit. Now you have to earn it.
We have Burger King outlets in hospitals. They wheel themselves down, they hobble along with their drips alongside and order a bacon double cheese super whopper, don't hold the cheese dip double fries, and then they lurch back to the ward, where we spend 10k rodding their arteries.
We won't get regulation through our backbenches.
I've haggled it down.
Ah, the spirit of the souk.
Haggled it down to a simple sponsorship thing.
What sort of thing?
Well, we look at sponsorship of sports events, just like tobacco isn't allowed to.
Don't bite me in the arse, Amjad. Give me figures.
Anything over 15% sugar or 1% fat, they're not allowed to sponsor any sports events.
Voluntary ban?
Lib Dems want legislation.
You've been on the Batman juice again.
They're going to vote it down.
I want to cut National Health Service costs.
Right now, it's the National Sickness Service. Unless we get ahead, we'll never...
Come back to me with self-regulating commissions. Come back to me with the industry commissioning a long-term study.
The vote's next week.
Calm down, Aladdin.
Look, I thought we'd agreed not to...
Go off and rub your magic thingy and you get the industry behind you. Industry likes us, hates regulation almost as much as our backbenchers. Haggle it out.
Okay.
Okay.
How are things going with the sheriff?
Pay grade, Amjad. Stick to it.
Communications Unit. 12:50 PM.
I didn't think this was your usual thing, Tyler. You're normally interviewing exposés of cannibal dictators or securing in-depth interviews with whiskey-drinking Ayatollahs.
Thought I'd spend my R&R down here. See how you beat hacks get through another day.
What a fine sense of self-worth you have.
Funny you should mention our Islamic friends.
Did I?
Not so much Ayatollahs, Georgie, as Saudi royalty.
Oh, now I get it. You're here to screw our arms deal signing.
You've got the parade, I've got the rain.
Do your worst. I've got a rogue sheriff.
Yeah, how did she ever get through candidate selection?
She was a university professor. How could we know that Vlad the Impaler was lurking under that mortarboard? Next briefing at 3.
I can do this in the 3 o'clock press call, or we can talk now and give you a fighting chance.
You wouldn't waste anything good in front of the whole press pack.
Your big man, Sir Hugo, he handled most of the final Saudi negotiations, right?
He went over when certain frictions needed easing.
Did he take his wife?
Speak to advance. I don't do hotel bookings.
Oh, you know what I'm getting at.
Have you got proof?
The young lady's testimony.
Like that cuts the mustard.
And a couple of emails.
Totally fakeable.
And a couple of bedtime snaps on her mobile.
Okay. But, you know, sex, these days, no one resigns. The Dijon remains intact.
I don't want to hurt him.
There is no way you're getting any kind of comment out of us.
Maybe there's good reason, maybe there isn't. I'm giving you a chance.
Why do you want to publish this? You do serious 8-page investigations.
You think we aren't doing something into the whole arms deal?
British jobs, British trade deficit. Why would the Observer give a flying...
British cluster bombs, British depleted plutonium missiles, British electrodes. Because your testicles deserve the best.
It's good news. It's preserving thousands of jobs and you just don't care.
It would be dereliction not to give it a few column inches.
And a front page photograph.
Oh, I don't do layout.
Oh. All right. I'll speak to Hugo, see what he says.
Lady Bathgate, too?
Crawl back into your hole, Tyler.
2 hours.
Did you hear me, Scoop?
Cabinet anteroom, 1:45 p.m.
I came in here, central office, I asked for your support, I asked for you to deal with him. You blew me out.
I've got the minuted note here. You remember the little home office munchkin sitting in the corner? We solemnly undertook...
Get on with it.
We undertook to call the Sheriff of Suffolk in, open up tripartite discussions.
And you didn't.
You may have noticed he's a member of the Labour Party.
The Home Secretary whistles and he comes running.
We fixed it, he postponed it, twice.
And now he's doing some big crackdown on burglars in Ipswich. And they're all flooding over into Manningtree, Colchester, pissing on my patch.
OK, fair dues. You'll now be sending your shoplifters right into the Bury St Edmunds Arndale, the Sudbury retail park.
He's not fighting a by-election.
I admired you for calling that.
You think I'm a backroom wonk? The stat shuffler, I want my own mandate.
To do what? Head on pikes? Maybe a bit of quiet lynching?
Prime Minister.
Have you read any of the research into sentencing and its effects?
Well, as I was Professor of Criminology at Essex University, I probably wrote most of it.
Where does it say that... I believe we asked you to enter through horse guards.
I got out where the car stopped.
Our foul up, Simon.
Then you should have had the sense, the party discipline, to keep your wide professorial mouth shut.
They asked me a question.
You smile, you wave, you get in the door. Ever seen me on the telly doing it rather well?
You don't say.
I'm sure that once I've explained, the Prime Minister will see it my way.
Well, it might be true.
If it was unlikely before...
I believe I
am leader of this party.
Perhaps we should go into your room, Simon.
All right, everyone?
I'll order us up some tea, or Valium or something.
Cabinet room, 1:50 p.m.
We will be looking for your vote to support our school's curriculum bill.
What can you offer us in exchange?
Labour want children studying nothing but Martin Luther King and Malcolm X.
Make me an offer,
and meanwhile, most children don't know there was someone called Martin Luther, let alone Malcolm King of Scots.
I'm all for some medieval history, Hugo. Get to know why we no longer have kings with thumbscrews, but... This, Hugo, all this empire stuff.
The big story of the last 500 years is the rise of Western domination of the rest of the world. It's downright mendacious not to teach it.
Is this really why you asked me here? A history lesson?
Your freedom of information request.
I currently have 47 outstanding.
We're trying to work with you to understand which issues you're comfortable with and which...
Which one?
Specifications and costings for repairs and renewals in public buildings.
Oh, hit a nerve, have I? The van's outside. You're doing stuff here.
We're looking into it.
He gone a bit crazy with the Sanderson's catalogue, has he?
Merely upgrading to what they have at home.
There's no way I'm going to withdraw the request.
We may have to introduce a statutory instrument, expand confidentiality to cover Prime Minister's residences.
Oh, that's outrageous.
Well, look at this room. Think about it. This, the Downing Street Cabinet Room. All that's been done in here, under these pillars. They're plastic.
Bloody good job.
The marble was sold off. Can't remember when. We get stuck with plastic.
Sounds like health and safety. Shatterproof or something when the bombs start falling.
It's a disgrace. The Cabinet Room pillars are fake marble. What would the people say?
Probably that it's of a piece with everything else in here.
We have to spend a bit of money.
In the middle of across-the-board deficit reductions, spending cuts.
This building deserves some majesty.
So, Hugo, sorry, they told me...
School's curriculum bill, I was told.
Of course.
I didn't know you...
A health reform bill.
Oh, everybody wants to bring me things.
Not exactly.
You come empty-handed?
I'm looking into self-regulation.
Hugo and I were just discussing great examples of self-regulation. The clear inability of this government to stop spending money on itself.
I see.
You two, you don't have a clue. You're running a minority administration. Nothing gets through the House without our votes, and still you won't take one single step towards compromise, towards dialogue.
You and me talked all morning.
You did, and so does Hugo here. Trouble is, you talk, you don't listen. Excuse me.
We'll talk him round.
Prime Minister's Den, 2 p.m.
I warned you we shouldn't call them sheriffs.
It rings right.
Except the focus groups all said either Nottingham, generally not the image of law-enforcing rectitude we were after, or they said fat, burping Texas guy who squirts tobacco juice through his strangely spaced front teeth.
Yeah, which are you, Professor?
Actually, I no longer have tenure.
OK, let's talk. If we made you an exceptional grant, we could extend your sentencing budget for 10-11. We could do that, couldn't we, Nate?
You can, but...
It'll lose me the election. Voters smell that kind of fix a mile off.
Can't you get these people under some sort of community scheme that's cheaper?
Intensive supervision and surveillance programme, right?
Sounds right.
91% of those who received an ISSP re-offended within 2 years.
Says who?
The University of Portsmouth.
Still in with the faculty gang, eh?
And it cost over 90 million. Most expensive community punishment and the least effective.
We do have the highest reoffending rate in Europe.
And the highest crime rates in Europe.
A statistic for every job.
Crime is a personal responsibility. Criminals are not helpless and we're not these people's therapist. Offenders should rehabilitate themselves. They've got plenty of options and if they go back to choosing crime, they've got to face it head on.
Standing there, placards, like something out of... Nowhere does that. Nowhere.
Oh, most of us wear badges. Staff nurse Smith... Hi, I'm Tina, your waitress. And so, what's wrong with Wayne, shoplifter, thief and all-round trouble magnet?
Cute.
It might as well be. Each serving prisoner costs me $45,000 a year. That's over $800 a week. More than most people spend on their holidays.
Excuse me, Prime Minister, I thought you'd want to hear.
A lynch mob is sweeping through Lakeside Thurrock.
Well, there's bad news and there's... Let's start with the Colchester Echo, Hearts and Essex Observer, both coming out in favour of the sheriff, and you don't even want to hear about what they think on the BBC Radio Canby phone-in.
How thoroughly unsurprising.
It's votes.
What?
We're answering a public appetite for...
Suffering.
For an end to what the victims suffer too much too often.
How about some humanity?
It's not very humane to break into someone's house, to force a shop into bankruptcy through daily theft... To mug someone on their way home from... No, not very humane at all.
What about caning someone?
What?
Madam Sheriff?
It works in Singapore.
This isn't happening.
It's a pilot scheme.
You're quite a piece of work, Sheriff.
The offender was sentenced to 3 months youth custody. That can now be served in the community following... It's a rattan cane, 20 strokes.
Someone's actually agreed to this.
Don't you English like this sort of thing?
It's not funny.
It's bloody cheap, though.
Who knows about this?
Who doesn't?
Did you release this?
Take this... Nathan, I'd like you to escort Miss Krasinski to the Home Office. See what can be sorted out of this.
I'm sorry, Prime Minister, I have a press conference at 3. CNN at 4.
Georgie, cancel those.
I intend to make a statement. Answer any and all questions.
Do you intend to stay a member of the Conservative Party?
We'll have to see, won't we, Prime Minister? Thank you, Nathan, Georgie. Thank you, Prime Minister.
Did that just happen?
Georgie, do something.
What?
She just walked out on me.
You only do that once.
She knows she's got the votes and I haven't.
There's something else as well, Simon. It's about Hugo.
Has the flat redecorating thing blown up?
DIY maybe, but not quite the usual kind.
Lakeside Shopping Centre, 2:15 p.m.
And you think this is a good idea?
Long overdue. Time they got their comeuppance.
And you don't mind them standing here?
I've always going to be allowed to throw things, you know, like at school fairs.
So, you're a disappointed customer. Now, let's see what one of the stars of the show thinks of this. Excuse me, do you have time for a word?
What else am I going to do?
It says thief here. You stole something, did you?
Don't want to talk about it.
All right. And how do you feel about being made to stand here?
It's boring, isn't it?
Someone over there was hoping they'd be able to throw things at you. You know, old tomatoes and things.
That's barbaric, that is. Some people are sick.
But you don't think being made to stand here is sick?
I ain't ever been on telly before. I get paid for this, right?
Downing Street, Communication Suite, Private Office, 2:30 p.m.
You think I'm enjoying this?
Then let's... This sort of thing really isn't a story anymore, not these days.
It's going to be part of the whole investigation.
You make her sound like a policeman. Sally Tyler's a Fleet Street rat.
We thought you might want a chance to talk to your wife.
It's definitely going to happen.
We can't stop it.
Right.
Shall I leave you?
Yes, thank you.
I mean, this is... I don't know how to ask. There wasn't anything...
What?
This is my job, you understand. I have to be enabled.
I also have a man who does my drains.
Are there any details which might embarrass the government?
What on earth are you talking about?
Videos. Are there any recordings?
I have no idea. None were taken with my knowledge or consent. I can guarantee you that.
Sexual practices?
Sorry?
Less than conventional tastes, which she might be able to refer to.
What's conventional, communications director?
Bizarrely, there isn't yet civil service guidance on that.
Dazzle me with your imagination.
Anything, I suppose, which by virtue of selling newspapers might embarrass the government.
That covers a wide field.
I sometimes wonder why I applied for this job.
Maybe it's too late for that.
Right. Transvestism.
No.
Costume wearing of any kind.
No.
Restraining equipment.
I presume you mean bondage.
I do.
No.
Equipment for the infliction of pain.
God, I thought the conversation with my wife was going to be the difficult one.
Maybe I'll leave it there then. Thank you, Deputy Prime Minister.
If I had anything to thank you for, I would. Hello, Switch. Could you connect me with my constituency home, please?
House of Commons, Liberal Democrat offices, 3 p.m.
And I thought we were friends.
You have friends.
This stuff made, it's April the 1st, right?
Not unless I've overslept by several months.
I think I know how we can square the health reform circle.
Is this about Hugo's curriculum ideas?
As it happens, Hugo did ask me to have a word. He's otherwise engaged right now.
That man and his obsession with the British Empire.
It's genuinely important to him that kids know the names of the kings and queens.
Can I quote you?
You want a full list of pom queens, you go down Old Compton Street.
Did Letty suggest that? Alan's redecorating plans really getting to him?
That's what I came about, mate. 88 requests filed an hour ago under Freedom of Information.
I thought we came to talk about health reform spending.
We were, Amjad. Seems your boss has other ideas.
87 concerning refurbishment expenditure in Downing Street.
Wanted to cover all the bases.
And one to cover Chequers?
Yeah, we almost forgot it.
Actually, I've been thinking about a healthy food
Hugo
promotion
scheme. Hugo is threatening to enact a confidentiality clause. We had to move fast.
I do not advise you to proceed with these FOI requests.
Okay, I'm flexible. Maybe you can give a little ground on food regulation. Obesity costs the NHS $21 billion a year.
Now, my health reform proposals might
Wait a moment, Gunga Din. You know we can't introduce more regulation.
You people always talk about cutting through red tape, freeing business. Except there are now twice as many statutes passed compared to 30 years ago. 7,000 pages of new law in 1980. Last year, you pushed through 16,000.
I think we need to find a way to
but
get behind
British
But when
you want to hide what you're spending, you're quite happy to get in and change the statutes.
We don't need new laws. I've got Nestle and KFC lined up to fund an advertising campaign.
Coke pays for the Olympics and we pay double for the heart disease, diabetes, worklessness.
Or, in fact, a concerted campaign...
Alibaba! Watch my fists. Enough.
Sorry.
So, here they are. Your FOI requests, we tear them up. Like this. Come along, Amjad. Time to go and do some real work.
Well, couldn't I just outline my plan for...
Stay close, Sinbad.
Sorry about all that.
You're the only one has nothing to apologise for.
Here, read this. Please, just some ideas.
Hey, Quali Oriental, where are you? Keep up.
Use it if you can. Whatever.
Downing Street, Prime Minister's Den. 4 p.m.
You really want to watch this?
No.
But we're going to, aren't we?
Car crash politics.
Clearly given a mandate by the voters to release prisoners early for community punishments. This offender has chosen to take the penalty required to enter a community setting. You mean he's going to be flogged in public? Don't be stupid, that would be bestial.
Did she just say that?
It is a punishment, not a spectacle. Yes.
Do you have any worries about the Human Rights Act?
If someone wants to fight me in the courts, I'll go in and I'll show them the fear, the damage, the distress, the trauma done by burglary. Oh, by the way, home invasion, we're going to call it from now on in Essex.
How's Hugo getting on?
I think he squared it with Lady B.
She's going to support him.
When I spoke to her, we discussed a line of, he's a bloody idiot, but we settled this a long time ago.
And said victims have rights too, over there. And what do you make of this statement from the victim of the burglary for which this boy will be caned?
I wasn't aware that he or she
it's had... Graham Whitecross, and he's saying that what you intend is medieval and he does not want it to be done in his name. We allow...
Get Whitecross in.
Here.
We use him against her.
It's high risk.
I'm the one who's going to be on the side of the victim, not her.
Okay, I can work
with that. But you're doing this in his name. In the name of all victims. And I know I can name thousands who are behind me on this.
She's going to get so many votes, it's tragic.
Strategy Unit, 4:15 p.m.
Where's the woman who tamed Fleet Street?
Georgie's busy.
Oh, a little bit of bum-smacking and you people go to pieces.
In what way exactly can I be of assistance, Miss Tyler?
She and me, we agreed 2 hours. Any comment from the Deputy Prime Minister's...
He and his wife will be making a statement. Sorry to disappoint your readers, Tyler, but they're united on this.
You think this girl was doing it for love?
I have no idea why she chose to...
You think some slinky Arabic beachwear model jumped into bed with a Tory grandy for fun, for love, for groundbreaking sexual technique?
You're suggesting...
She was paid. It was one of the many sweeteners that came with the contract negotiations.
She was...
Yes, that's right, Nate. She was a bribe, and he took it.
In every sense of the word.
Now you're getting the hang of it.
This changes things.
Shahara Bouchareb, originally from the wrong side of Beirut, works the big hotels, works for the big companies, nice girl, no grudges, little future.
Yeah, enough sob stories. We are off the record.
A comment from Sir Hugo, maybe, 1 hour?
What?
You've had all afternoon.
You're a Sunday. You don't go to Bristol Friday.
Oh, I've got other lives to ruin as well, you know.
Prime Minister's flat, 4:20 p.m.
But they're going to know.
Every power shower, every door stopper, every tube of mastic.
Well, who gave them the right to pry into our life?
The Freedom of Information Act.
Why do they have to be so free with my information?
It could be something to do with where we live. Maybe even something to do with my job.
Thing is, this has become an inter-party issue, something we need to stomp on.
You're sitting in the tea rooms talking about my new bathroom.
Anything, Al. They'll talk about anything if it derails the real things we're trying to do here.
This is a tied cottage, and still we have to pay to do it up.
Right, tell him.
There's this... Have you ever seen View to a Room? It's a TV programme.
Not all gays watch makeover programmes. You said this guy was good?
Downstairs, Alan, I've got my Deputy Prime Minister caught up in a major corruption allegation.
Hugo?
I've got a sheriff who's using Captain Bly as her role model, and I've got 2 major bills going into a third reading without Lib Dem support. Can we get on with this?
Apparently, it's one of those Freeview channels. Oh. That woman presents it, the one who used to be in EastEnders, until she was caught with that boy from Newsround in the hotel with the cocaine and the journey.
Is this relevant?
Listen to him. It's a way out. And I have to get back to some real work.
OK. This is serious, isn't it?
It has potential. Right. They say she's very nice, very simpatico. Well, that's what the press release said.
And?
They want to do a room makeover for you.
Isn't that bribery?
Press office says they've been making the request every year. Armstrong kept turning them down. Now they're suggesting a Christmas special.
I'm not waiting until...
They film it now. Might have to put a bit of tinsel in the background. Reindeer in the garden.
And they pay for it.
Whole thing.
But they choose. They design.
We could nudge.
It's still their taste.
This is a listed building. We could invoke planning regs and demand to vet every last nail.
And I have to be surprised and delighted at the end.
No different from the state opening.
Except I don't brush my teeth in the debating chamber.
What do you say? Shall I ring the production company?
Prime Minister's Den, 4:30 p.m.
What's the problem? She and me, we're going to do a doorstep in half an hour outside the...
Your wife is no longer the principal problem, Hugo.
Maybe not for you, but I've got weeks and weeks of...
There's a more serious allegation, Hugo.
This is where the police ask you to sit down.
Do you know what we're going to say?
I didn't realise until afterwards.
After the first time or the second time?
I was only there a couple of weeks and she... I gave in to temptation.
I'm sorry, Hugo. Cards on the table. Were you aware that Miss Bouchareb was being employed by the Saudi government?
First time in my entire life.
You took the bribe.
We really need to work on a better verb.
You accepted the bribe. There is no question of that. You have told me that you knew she constituted a bribe.
We will also avoid the word sweetener.
I doubt the press will.
What does all this mean, please?
We need a strategy, Si.
Where's Georgie?
Right outside with Miss Krasinski. And through there... is Graham Whitecross, the victim of the burglary in question.
Thank you, Nathan, if you would get them in.
What about me?
Stay in your office. Answer no phones, look at no emails, write 2 letters. One if not.
If not?
I'll call you when I've decided.
Simon?
Thank you.
Prime Minister.
You saw the cabinet room.
Very impressive.
Prime Minister, I really have to say I do resent these demands you're making on my time. I'm a very busy...
We thought you might like to meet an actual voter.
Sheriff, this is Graham Whitecross. Sheriff Krasinski.
We've met.
I recognise you right off.
It was at Mr Whitecross's residence, which was a home invaded by your burglar.
Ah.
Did you lose much, Mr Whitecross?
DVD, PS2, HDD, MX5.
Electronic stuff.
MX5's a car. He took the keys, wrote it off under the railway bridge.
I see.
And before he left, he shat in the middle of my best rug.
Yeah, perhaps the Prime Minister doesn't need to know exactly every single...
The Prime Minister asked.
And still you don't want this boy punished?
I want it done the right way.
A way that will stop him doing it again?
We're all agreed on that.
You ever been thrashed, Sheriff?
I have never invaded anyone's home.
Angry, that's what he leaves you. Bloody angry, bloody knowing you're right and they're wrong.
But not going to do it again.
You don't get caught again.
That boy does 6 months inside. He costs me 22,000. For every boy who takes his caning, I can afford a year of a community support officer. Patrolling, keeping kids on the straight and narrow.
Except it starts at home, in school, with anger and despair and loneliness and wanting a fair share that you never get.
You'd rather he was sent to a young offender's? More expensive than Eton?
Then send him to Eton. It worked for him.
I'm not sure that's quite...
Well, I'm sure you were regularly caned.
Don't answer that.
What you're doing... It's like something out of them countries where they chop hands off.
Really, Mr. Whitecross? The boy's admitting he has done wrong and is willing to take his punishment.
He's taking a shortcut. I know his sort. He's a tough one. Bit of pain now, some scars to boast about, then straight back in them houses like a rat up a drain.
I think the memory of that beating will stay with him quite a while.
When are you people going to realise that you don't do it expecting to get caught?
Mr. Whitecross, you sound as though you know what you're talking about.
I've done time.
Oh, God.
For burglary?
Industrial premises, mostly. I didn't think it right to do innocent people's homes.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Whitecross. I didn't realise...
Did nobody vet him?
I'm straight now. Don't worry, I ain't going to nick your moon rock.
Oh, you noticed that? That was a gift from President
Nixon. Old habits. You notice everything.
Perhaps we should draw things to a close.
So you don't want this boy caned because you wouldn't have wanted that yourself?
Prison sorted you out, then. Rehab scheme?
After my fourth spell, I worked it out for myself. I never went back.
Right. Of course.
Thank you so much, Mr. Whitecross. Your input has been invaluable. Perhaps we could get you a car?
Right. Maybe I'll have a look around. All scars and that.
Thanks so much, Mr. Whitecross.
This way.
Nice carriage clock you got there. Early Victorian, right?
It's not very...
Just kidding. Not my line. It never was.
Is there anything else, Prime Minister?
I am leader of this party.
You want to lose this seat?
You'll run as an independent.
And win.
Thank you, Miss Krasinski.
Thank you, Prime Minister.
Nathan! Now!
We didn't have time to vet him.
A simple CRB check.
You've heard how long those take.
Have we got someone watching him?
Well, I'll go and check if he's off the premises. You count the silver. Have you decided about Sir Hugo?
Do I really have any choice?
Communications Unit, 5 p.m.
That's right. He's considering his position.
Do some people actually believe you when you trot this out?
They make do.
We'd love an interview. Exclusive. His side of...
What can you offer me?
I'll be gentle.
Pierpoint said the same.
He took the
bribe. Accepted the bribe.
Let's not get hung up on verbs.
I need a better offer.
How on earth can I bring you anything?
Then I have got a sheriff to hose down, if you'll excuse me.
Sheriff Krasinski?
Have we heard of any other?
The sheriff who uses young offenders to decorate her house, mow her lawn and rebuild her garden shed?
That's all part of some official community reparation payback scheme.
Yes? I'd say it was a whole lot more than that and a lot less official.
You've got proof these boys' day's work?
She drives by the Young Offenders Institution. The guards send them out. A whole new meaning to DIY.
Okay, you give me statements, recordings, whatever you've got. I give you Sir Hugo Bathgate.
You said he makes his own decisions.
And one other thing. You have to promise not to call it Bathgate Gate.
Chief of Staff's Office, 5:15 p.m.
That's right.
We subsidise UK farmers to bring fresh, homegrown food direct into shops at a price they can't refuse.
You're totally giving up on legislation? Your nanny knows best warning on the packets?
The farmers don't get 1 cent of subsidy if the food goes into anything pre-cooked. Anything with salt, sugar or trans fats added. It has to stay fresh, be sold green and dewy on the grocer's shelf.
That'll take some monitoring.
This, as you would say, is the beauty part. It's monitoring. It's not regulation, it's not legislation.
You've already been taken through this, my little papadom.
I glanced, rifled through the notes.
Over Mr. Whitman's shoulder.
I pick things up quickly, what can I say?
And the sports sponsorship thing?
I can swing that, but there's a price.
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Unless it's fresh and dewy.
Careful.
About Hugo's plan to expand confidentiality to the Prime Ministerial residences.
We're withdrawing that.
We'll fight that all the way. You're withdrawing that? It's worth that much to you.
Maybe I've been persuaded.
This is a first for everything.
I'm sorry?
Did I say that out loud?
You'll publish everything that's been spent? Where? How? Who?
All public money will be accounted for.
But Sir Hugo?
We done.
I need to confirm with my backbenchers, but we do represent a lot of farming constituencies.
This plan, all this stuff for farmers, it seems you've been working on it a while.
Well, you know.
It's a nice compromise.
Thank you.
Very nice compromise, I agree.
Don't over-egg it.
Sorry?
You have a distinctive style.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
It's the only nice thing I've ever said to you.
Oh, well.
You slipped in the papers at our last meeting.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Good work, my spicy falafel. And with Alan. Look,
can we, you know, maybe, I know you've been around, but can we give all that Kipling stuff a rest?
That was the last.
Thank you, Captain Koala.
Prime Minister's Den, 6 p.m.
I'm gone. Just like that.
It's coming out on Sunday. This way it includes an interview with you. Your chance to begin your rehabilitation.
If I stay here, I don't need rehabilitation.
This will be a running sore unless we deal with it now.
Simon, it's me.
Sorry?
You're talking to me.
And it's painful, more than I can...
Pain? Do you think you would have got that constituency without my support?
Not for a moment.
Before that, when your father disappeared, who did you talk to?
You, Hugo.
Never once have I failed you. I've known you nearly all your life, and I have never failed you.
Not personally. I will always value your advice.
You need me here to give it.
Then what would you advise me to do? Can this government, this minority government, carry an allegation of corruption? Can we? I need your advice, Hugo.
Once, Simon. Once in my life.
It's what you taught me. You don't get second chances. Georgie?
Excuse me, you asked me to let you know. She's on the line.
Thank you.
Did you set this up?
It's damage limitation, Hugo. I'd be happy to brief you.
I can handle it, thank you. Thank you, Prime Minister.
Thank you, Hugo, for your advice.
I've done a few good things, haven't I?
Many.
Line 5, Prime Minister.
Sheriff Krasinski, thank you for waiting. I need to talk to you about your young offenders rehabilitation scheme. We fear it may have overstepped authorised bounds. Decorating, rebuilding a private residence... It's a very tricky business, public money put to private use. We all know that. Oh, no, don't worry. We think we can help you keep it out of the press. That's right. You do need to do something in return.
Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine.
In Number 10 by Jonathan Myerson. Simon was played by Damian Lewis... Nathan, by Mike Sengalo, Hugo, Julian Glover, Georgie, Gina McKee, and Amjad, Asha Ali. Mike Whitman was Christian Rodska, Alan, John Hollingworth, Sally Tyler, Jane Slavin, Moira Krasinski, Hannah Waddingham, The Thief, Harry Smith, and Graham Whitecross, Theo Fraser-Steele. Other journalists were played by Kate Gilbert and Kate Lamb. Number 10 was produced and directed by Clive Brill and is a Pacificus production for BBC Radio 4.
nobody's bought but mine.
And next week, Princess Eleanor, the 17th in line to the throne, will go missing when we return to number 10 at 2:15.